Great managers understand their role in a business and know about organizational structure and strong leadership. The fact that you are reading this shows you not only have the interest and desire to succeed in management, but to truly be a great manager and a strong leader. There are many factors that separate average managers from great managers. In most cases, a person becomes a manager due to working their way up the company ladder. However, being a great manager is more than just being knowledgeable of your company's products or services offered. You will need the essential management and leadership skills and knowledge to become a great manager. Business will always need effective managers and effective management practices. If management is marginal, services and products will suffer. If management is exceptional, services and products will flourish. This 10-lesson management and leadership training course will give you the management skills needed to direct your employees and the leadership skills needed to inspire your employees. You will also learn the basics in business, similar to those taught in an MBA course. This crash course approach to business management will give you a better understanding on how a business functions and an overview of each of the major departments that help run a business. By combining practical management and leadership skills with theoretical business school studies, you will be able to handle the realistic everyday scenarios with the utmost confidence. This course will give you the insightful knowledge you need to become an all-around great manager. Points to keep in mind when reading this course material. Point 1. This course is written as if the course instructor is speaking directly to you, no matter what the subject. Point 2. Whenever the pronouns antecedent could refer to either gender, we will be using the third person plural pronoun, they, instead of he or she. The same can be said for using them instead of him or her. Here's an example. If the employee wants a copy of their performance appraisal, they should go to the human resources department. It is up to them to get the information from HR. And, point 3, there will be a few instances when the same point is made a few times throughout the course as it pertains to the particular subject being taught in that lesson.